Welcome. Welcome to today's Flying Talkers. I'm thinking about the old days of television. I mean, way before anything was going on, maybe as early as 1950. There was a guy named Steve Allen. He was the original host of The Tonight Show. And he used to have this group of characters, and all of them went on to become staples in television history. He had one guy that played a character named Gordon Hathaway. And he was such a character. I thought I'd use Gordon's introduction to say, hi-ho, Air Cargo fans, and welcome to today's Flying Talkers. We're glad you're here. Today, we're going to talk about Cargo Network Services conference over in Phoenix and some other topics and so forth. We're also going to talk or bring back something we ran last year about FIATA and IATA. And finally, we've got some job offerings in Brussels. Apparently, they got a couple of thousand positions and they want to hire people today. Not tomorrow, not next week, today. So we'll tell you who these people are that are hiring, and hey, maybe you get on the blower and cook something up for yourself. Who can say? Once again, welcome to today's Flying Talkers. On this certain early day in May 2022. Living near a street named Utopia in New York City, I suspect something unexpected could happen anytime. That's what happens when you live in a place with a zillion different cultures where 20,000 people might be in an intersection at the same time, all with their own personal thoughts, all in their own personal world, but somehow getting along. And by and large, this city showed the rest of the world how a multicultural society could do that. But I digress. My great city is a kind of utopia in its own way and loyally prepares you for the unexpected, I can say that. No wonder something unusual can lurk between the trade show resort meeting rooms and the golf course. Cargo Network Services is conducting its partnership conference for air cargo in Phoenix beginning on May 23rd, as we just find out. I like the trade show's sense of surprise. CNS, like all organized events, insists on some disciplined routine from participants, and we shall be disciplined, all right. You know, there hasn't been a comprehensive history of air cargo created in the past generation. There was kind of a history of air cargo, and I say kind of because there are parts of the world that were not really properly represented in Camille Alaz's effort for TIACA. It was a great effort, and it's the only one, you know, and when you talk about the history of air cargo and how great it's been, but, well, it's time for another one to be done. Maybe one of the organizations will get busy and do that. It'd be a good thing for all of us to be able to see some portion of where we came from. That's how you figure out where the hell you're going to get to where you want to go. That's one of the things you can do. So, we can say somebody could do that because the newspapers and the magazines and the ones that are online now and the rest of the contributors and all those people that came out of the UK dailies or weekly publications and so forth are out there working in various capacities and other publications and so forth. So the story from any number of magazines and newspapers they've done a pretty good job of not just being shipping journals and telling people what they ought to know, but also importantly, what they want to know. That's always been our basic editorial line. We're going to tell you what you want to know, not necessarily sit here and pontificate on what you ought to know. But I think most of the other publications more or less get that as well. So now we've even come to the point of deciding also how people want to know what they ought to know. You get that one. There are reports of a lot of activity as record numbers are expected to this CNS first of all the masked-off gatherings. But at the same time, some buzz suggests that the return to regular routine trade events will just be riding the wave of resilience as the new regime of Zoom and other online meetings and service apps connecting air cargo participants will be more routine in the future. Difficult to say who will win, and even if there is going to be a winner or a battle or things will emerge as they already do, more and more as a mesh of the two. Certainly, there's a lot of that kind of activity already underway. As example, retired IATA SVP Customer Financial and Digital Alexander Popovich has joined some other senior industry professionals teaching online courses for a company called AeroClass. I'm wondering if that kind of offering by others might impact trade shows' ability to draw credible speakers. You know, you're not going to give away what you can make money for, maybe the theory there, right? But only time will tell. We are precisely at the center of the change in our traditional paradigm, and the ways of the future are not clear yet. I remember sitting in a hotel somewhere at Brandon Freed's Air Forwarders Association Air Cargo Conference when Bill Bosch was the main speaker. Bill, who was inducted into the TIAACA Hall of Fame in 2013, has the kind of chops when it comes to logistics, air cargo, and strategic thinking, dating back more than half a century as a top executive at Seaboard World Airways, Pan American Clipper Cargo, Pan American World Airways, SVP of Cargo, Emery Worldwide. Remember Emery? Well, yeah, they invented freight forwarding. Emery Worldwide. And American Airlines, president and CEO of the cargo division in 1991, and the chairman of the cargo division in 1996. Let me take a breath. Bill put American Airlines into the international cargo business. Simple as that. Bill's titles are so many and so high, one gets dizzy. 2004, Bill became CEO of DHL DP Global Mail, later DHL Global Mail. At the height of the Iraq and Afghanistan conflicts, Bill organized local deliveries of supplies to U.S. soldiers, saving thousands of lives. Went out with local tribesmen and a suitcase full of money and had local people moving logistics materials throughout the country on the ground. No U.S. soldiers were getting behind the wheel of anything to get blown up when Bosch was on the scene. So there was Bill on the half shell up on a stage sharing everything he could with a room full of forwarders and truckers and some airport people. Bill spoke without notes, and then he answered questions for 45 minutes after his remarks. I kept thinking, here is someone whom anyone in this room could pay to walk down the street with him and emerge a hell of a lot smarter about any challenge they can manage in air cargo and logistics. But there he was, hard on his sleeve, sharing and working in those moments to accelerate what he loves doing, and what he wants other people to know as a way to get ahead and to get through. Sharing with a room full of a couple of hundred air cargo people. Okay, so now in 2022 and onward, where will the next generation of trade show content providers come from if special interests and people with something to sell or forward make up the majority of the speakers at air cargo trade shows? These questions also draw another consideration out of my heart. We are contemplating a large number of millennials becoming participants and organizers of trade events. All these fine women and men are digital natives and are accustomed to effectively connect online, at times privileging online contact to face-to-face meetings. So the future is still in the haze. Will the new technology become so empathetic that Bill Bosch of this new millennium is able to convey his wealth of knowledge through an internet connection? So far, I saw webinars which were quite efficient, but the empathy of the human touch was a rare commodity on that table. Another example, the first FIATA meeting in 2 years is about to happen in a couple of days. That's May 17th to 20th in a hybrid format. Members who cannot travel to Geneva will be able to follow the sessions online, even though they cannot meet online for drinks in the evening. Or can they? Question is still open for many of the organizers. Answers coming the hard way so far. One group that must be watching all of this very closely is Transport Logistic. That Munich-based company, boy, did they pick a fun time to go out and acquire a bunch of trade shows. That's off script. That Munich-based company with lots of irons in the trade show fire for sure, and forged alliances and partnerships and made other big deals all over the place. Well, the question aside from the fate of all those shows is, like the Spargel that always returns to springtime Bavaria, will Air Cargo Europe continue every second year as powerful and well-attended as before? Right now, a TL event scheduled for Shanghai to start on June 15th is actually still listed this year, but its fate looks questionable as the city of 25 million is currently shut down, and that shutdown apparently is now moving into Beijing. Hasn't happened yet. Maybe it has by the time this reaches you, but I'm talking to you on Saturday, the 30th of April. Masks off is the buzzword. Now we have been protected by vaccines and medical research, but COVID is still there to disrupt plans and people's habits. It seems to shift inevitably to a more hybrid way of social interaction. It does. That being said, if you follow the young in their leisure time nomadism, the face-to-face interaction has not disappeared. On the contrary, it happens to be a more organized manner. This is the trend that is filtering into the trade show environment. Maybe we shall simply have hybrid meetings with different opportunities to interact and larger attendance than we need or are used to, considering many of those who were barred from traveling for any sort of reason can now participate in full without going away. If you participate online, though, perhaps the meeting will be fine, but the weather is still the same as home. Today is a fine spring day in Utopia, but at times, you wish you were somewhere else. This is Jeffrey Arendt. Flying Talkers, brought to you today by the people of ATC. From Frankfurt, Germany to the world, with offices open everywhere, ATC is the reliable general services and sales agent, GSSA, for top-rated customer satisfaction. If your airline is delivering service excellence, chances are ATC represents them somewhere. There's no secret sauce here. ATC's extraordinary expertise and service ethic harkens back to a time when results-driven cargo executives were the product of a lifetime of best practices and great training. So contact ATC, one world, one great air cargo GSSA. ATC Aviation can be contacted at atc.aviation.com and tell them Flying Talker sent you. That's atc-aviation.com. yo-yo feeling you get by looking at air freight rates that are on a roller coaster ride for months now, capacities going up and down, is unprecedented. Mostly we hear complaints that capacity is scarce or unbalanced, in particular in recent times, but the full picture is even more complex. If the anticipated recovery outside of the U.S. accelerates as other areas get out of the COVID-19 meltdown, we shall see even brisker moments. The fact is, air cargo now represents something like 1/3 of all airline revenues, and these sheer figures give the flown cargo a status that it's never had historically. In this light, I am at a loss to understand why we have learned that the air cargo modernization talks between FIATA and IATA have been discontinued, leaving our sector with a hot potato in hand, a potato that's been cooking for decades without reaching the point of being served, despite the efforts that personalities and money have devoted to this endeavor. Again, this looks like a box full of mirrors where airlines appear to be scared to get in, IATA sitting at the door with Cass playing the role of a bouncer, difficult to hear the music from outside. You read IATA's mission, they stipulate in their own words, "We build standards through expertise, we champion the global big picture, we partner for mutual benefit, we act with a simple human touch." That's in their mission. I would argue that the considered cargo modernization program was ticking all these boxes for a long period of time. It was making all the right noises. Well, I believe Patrick Geddes coined the phrase, "think global, act local, or thereabouts. Well, perhaps this is what FIATA and IATA should have done together, unless other more mysterious motivations were pushing their pieces up and down the chessboard. So here's some word up from a FIATA fellow. My second thought to imagine a future picture is that we should try and be as open as possible about the situation right now with global forwarders and the airlines. If we're not happy to look at this interim, which is patchier and more divided than the cooperation was when the modernization talks started, for once, let me use my role as FIATA fellow and spend a couple of words in favor of this great association. In so doing, I believe I shall be of service to the other great association as well, IATA. So let's bounce to the point. Simply pandering to the revenue base of the airlines is not helpful. If you look at the global picture, you want to be dead sure there are going to be airline revenues in the future indeed. And you do this by ensuring decent collaboration with your customers. If they're passengers, these are voters protected by their political representatives. As the adage said, cargo instead has no votes, and that is precisely where you need a strong agreement to make it work well. Again, this is one of the sticky points. Some of the guys struggle to understand who their customer is. I dare say this is not a good start if you're planning on a commercial resurrection, as airlines are or should be. So who calls the shots? The airline's passenger needs normally call the shots in the current and especially in the past air cargo management. But the shortage of belly space and passenger flights has produced a noticeable increase in cargo operations in a season for aviation that will surely be remembered as the worst in a long, long time. In other words, the air cargo sector seems to be the only area in aviation that is out of immediate peril and benefits from a customer base that's been relatively stable, both in revenue and in margins, despite the ongoing period. So no one could wonder what exactly is the issue, why there is no happy ending to a suit that lasted decades between IATA and FIATA. Were it not love, it surely wasn't hatred. unless this is unexpectedly the happy ending for some, indeed. If the airlines were not reduced to life support by the pandemic, perhaps the picture would look substantially different, and IATA's role would shine in a different light. A blame game is far from my intentions, considering one of IATA's main objectives is to protect airlines' money. As one could hear in the sidelines of their meetings, this is precisely the moment when IATA's interest is better served by a vital agreement with FIATA, where forwarders are protected by the coveted brand and provide the airlines with the financial security they are so keen to achieve. This is particularly true in a period when the market is running on a roller coaster and forwarders appear to be the only industry that stand on its feet. So get with it and get it done, folks. Come on. What we hear instead is that forwarders will be given a stronger voice in the regional councils, and this is presented by IATA with a certain degree of pride. If you read this upside down, you'll understand that somebody in IATA could have decided to adopt the divide and conquer cliche in hopes to have a better standpoint at regional level. This could be slightly naive and is not in line with history, as FIATA has been pretty effective in unifying the freight forwarders and has been consistently representing them both at a global and regional level. The only exception, of course, is the U.S., where a different agreement exists. The industry representative, AFA, led by Brandon Freed, is not a FIATA member and is running a different show. On the other hand, FIATA managed to pull all sorts of members into the modernization talks. Behemoths like Schenker's, DHL's, Kuehne+Nagel, as well as more regional and even smaller players. These skeptics who thought FIATA would have trouble in finding this unity were proven wrong by facts. In the meantime, FIATA even managed to move from Zurich over to Geneva, physically closer to IATA. Whether this proximity will produce a closer collaboration in the future remains to be seen. But we can assume these people cross town from each other will get together at some point, even if they just bump into each other in a saloon, if anybody is still drinking over there. Well, dear listeners, I'm always hopeful. In the worst period in aviation in decades, which looks unsuitable for great minds to find common ground, the real politic of inevitability will probably take everybody captive in the scheme and prompt swift progress. Let me wish that, against all odds, the parties find their own reasons to share in a new program and eventually reach a really happy ending for air cargo. Not for nothing, as we say in New York, there's always a bottle in my fridge here in Queens, where I live. I will be glad to use it and share it for any really good reason. This is Jeffrey Arendt. Flying Talkers podcast brought to you today by your friends at Pay Cargo, the better way to pay and to save time and money. You see, Pay Cargo has a better idea. By simplifying the payment process to more than 3,000 vendors, cargo moves faster. Pay Cargo saves you time and money by expediting important data and funds to ensure rapid release of your cargo. Maybe best of all, you get the time to build your business assured that the Pay Cargo team is with you, providing trackable, tangible results every step of the way. So why wonder why most shipments in the Pay Cargo system get released in as little as 1 hour? Go to www.paycargo.com and explore a whole new way to pay and get paid. Pay Cargo offers flexible payment options and also available credit lines. And as the number one online platform in the world for cargo payments, www.paycargo.com can offer you a level of service, financial expertise, and connectivity that makes it easy to ship, click, and pay. So go to www.paycargo.com and get the rest of the story. Discover how PayCargo simplifies a better way to pay and get paid. And tell them Flying Talkers sent you. That's www.paycargo.com. Great people to do business with. Go out yonder, peace in the valley, come downtown, have to rumble in the alley. Oh, you don't know the shape I'm in. Out of 9 lives, I've spent 7 now. How in the world do you get to heaven? You don't know the shape I'm in. I just spent 60 days in the jailhouse for the crime of having no dough. Now here I am back on the street for the crime of having nowhere to go. Looking for a job. That's a tough thing to do. Aviato Brussels Airport's job hunt says it needs 1,200 new hires for all kinds of jobs at the airport. They're talking 1,200. I think I mentioned 2,000 at the top. Numbers always get carried away. Take the correction. They're always looking for people at Brussels Airport, according to what the people are saying. But the interesting thing about this approach is that several people from the airport are speaking up saying, come on down to Brussels. After 2 difficult years of crisis, the high number of jobs to be filled today is above all a positive sign and bears hope for recovery. Passenger traffic is increasing, so we need the right people, and may I say cargo traffic, to keep things running smoothly. We're happy to be able to fully assemble and assume the role of employment engine again. And it's now important that all airport companies, with the support of Aviato Brussels, can find the necessary talents. That's Arnaud Feist, CEO, Brussels Airport Company. He's the past president, European Airports Association and ACI Europe. That sentiment was echoed by Vicky Houtmeyers, Service Center Manager, G4S Aviation. Quote, she said, quote, at G4S Aviation, we're looking for security guards to ensure the smooth running of Brussels Airport. As part of our Dutch training, we also recruit people whose mother tongue is not Dutch and who wish to learn it. Do you want to speak better? Ooh, what a great idea. No, no, Dutch is not indecipherable. Because you know what? Vicky is going to teach you how to talk it. And she can talk it. Do you want to help ensure a safe vacation for families and friends? Well, working at G4S Aviation Security at Brussels Airport, go for safe. Due to the enormous growth of e-commerce companies at Brew Cargo, the logistics area of Brussels Airport are also keen to attract new employees. There, too, the job offer is very diversified. You can work there as a logistics employee or a warehouse person, handling agent, custom agent, carrier, ramp agent, etc. WFS is growing and recruiting, they said. As the world's largest cargo handler, we have strong growth ambitions for Brew Cargo. That's why we are constantly looking for warehouse and office workers, candidates for operations and administrative services. Our inclusive HR policy offers chances and opportunities where personal fulfillment and a stimulating career go hand in hand, or hand in glove. That's Bart Van Mulders, the Human Relations Director at WFS. And Peter Jean Germio, he's a HR director at DHL, said, from Brew Cargo, "We are currently looking for technical profiles for maintenance, administrative profiles for purchasing, customs, and also loaders and unloaders, handlers on the ramp, and finally colleagues for the truck depot, truck yard, and dangerous goods." So there you have it. We have DHL. We have WFS. It's amazing, isn't it? We have G4S. And we also have, well, we have everybody here. Avio Brussels, all on the record, all with names. Go over the names. Call them up. They got a job for you. Get a job. Good idea. Great way to start 2022. Up, up, and away. Yeah, I feel good about it. We're going to get out and see some people. We go back to the trade shows. We hope they work for everyone. We hope you're keeping safe. We pray that China gets out of its current situation, which really looks bad. And we thank you for your time this time. Until next time, this is Jeffrey in New York saying, keep them flying air cargo. Be good to each other, will you? And we'll see you next time. Goodbye.